Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling,
Kelco Plumbing,
and Thermont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard. All right, good morning, high school sports fans. We're in the fifth week of the season. That's more than halfway through in a nine-game season, so we're really excited that we were able to get through the halfway point. It seems like it went really fast, didn't it? So let's get started right away. I want to apologize, first of all, for last week's power outage. The power went out four separate times Saturday morning and just killed our systems. We were running around rebooting this and rebooting that and turning this on, and oh my gosh, it was quite challenging. It's tougher. Running a radio station is tougher when the power blinks on and off than if it just goes out and stays out for 4 or 5 minutes. All of our systems are designed to restart in situations like that, but when it clicks and it does a little blinky-blinky on you, that can wreak havoc with your computer system. So we just want to remind you also that all of our high school sports scoreboards are archived and available at WTHUradio.com. Just go to Audio Vault and High School Sports Scoreboard, and you'll see them right there, and you can listen to them at your convenience, share them with your friends, and they're yours at no charge. Okay, so let's get started. We kind of came in last night with all the hype and the talk all week long about Hurricane Ian and what a terrible thing it did, and I hope you'll keep everyone in Florida in your prayers, in South Carolina as well. Not quite as powerful. It came ashore yesterday afternoon as a Category 1 around Myrtle Beach, Charleston area, but it ravaged the Fort Myers, Tampa Bay area in western Florida, southwestern Florida. So they're still digging out, and there's, you know, I've heard 20-some deaths and so forth, but its bark was worse than its bite for us last night. We expected heavy rains and high winds most of the game last night, and we got some wind gusts and a steady rain for about the first half of the entire game, and then it sort of cleared, got colder, and then you get an occasional gust of wind, but not really very bad at all. And we're sitting here on Saturday morning, and it's breezy, but it's not raining, and they were talking inches of rain this week, and so far that has yet to materialize. Hey, you know, what are the stories? What are the big stories from this snapshot of week five? Well, first of all, Oakdale ran into a buzzsaw last night, and its name was Fort Hill. I think that's a pretty big story. There's only two teams now that remain unbeaten, Frederick and Urbana. And if you look at it closely, if you shine a little light on that, Frederick has played a relatively weak schedule with only one team above 500, and that was Middletown. But Urbana, listen to this, Urbana has scored 200 points in five games. That's an average of 40 points per game. They've only given up three. You know, I looked at that at first, and I saw that in match preps, and I thought it was a typo. It's not a typo. Urbana has only given up 3 points in five games. Unbelievable. This is a really, and they have played good football teams. It's not a weak schedule like Frederick has had so far. They've played some really good football teams. So let's get caught up on the scores from last night from around the league. Brunswick defeats Clear Spring 44-0. Brunswick moves to 4-1. Brunswick has yet to beat anyone really good, though. And because of their schedule, they're sitting comfortably in second place in the county. Go figure. Then we go to Frederick at Catoctin. Frederick 49, Catoctin 6. That was expected. I mean, imagine having to face the number one team in the county, maybe number two now that we look at Urbana carefully, and on homecoming night in a hurricane, makes you wonder about who's doing the scheduling up there in Thermont, doesn't it? But here, there was some good news came out of that matchup last night. Logan Malachowski caught his third touchdown in a row in as many games for Catoctin. Frederick defeats Catoctin 49-6. Then we move on. Let's talk about that Fort Hill-Oakdale game. Wow. 2 years in a row, big losses to Fort Hill by Oakdale, home and away now. Well, we did that game at Cumberland last year. We didn't do the game this week. Fort Hill ran the ball all night on Oakdale. Listen to this. Fort Hill had 487 yards rushing on 39 carries with 6 touchdowns. Hard to remember. They had 314 yards in the first half alone. And listen to this stat. They only passed 3 times in the entire game. Wow. Apparently, the Sentinels coaching staff realized Oakdale's weakness was run defense. They had a running clock going in the second half of the game. That was a really surprising turn of events for Oakdale. Fort Hill defeats them 49-21. Let's move over to Urbana, 38, Gaithersburg, nothing. Now, in all fairness, the Trojans were coming off a 1-game suspension and a forfeit last week for an on-field fight 2 weeks ago. Undefeated Urbana has now moved into 23rd place in the entire state of Maryland, and they look rock solid. Riley Smith for Urbana had the best night of his career with 2 picks and 4 touchdown catches at the wide receiver's position. So, yeah, Urbana looking very good in a tough 4A division, too. So those Hawks up there are putting together a 5-0 season. Let's do the scores from Thursday. There were a couple of games Thursday where they were moved up because of the threat of the hurricane. And those scores were... we called that the battle of the winless, was Tuscarora and TJ. Walkersville defeats Tuscarora 21-0. No surprise there. And South Carroll comes over to TJ and defeats TJ 23-7 on Thursday night. Also, no big surprise there. So that's your getting you caught up from last night. Oh, yeah, by the way, Fairfield, Littlestown defeats Fairfield 13-6. We'll give you a wrap-up on that from our game, our second game of our simultaneous doubleheader last night. Let's go over to the game we covered last night, Middletown 7, Linganore nothing. I love scores like that. That's my favorite. You know, these scores with 49-46 and all that, it's just, I like a real good, hard, tough defensive battle between two teams. That's just me. You know, defense wins. And Middletown had the defense last night. They had a smothering. Arneson, number 3 in the whole county, and he had a minus 9 yards against the Knights last night. And get this, the Lancers' offense was held to 36 yards in the whole game. The whole game, 36 yards for a Linganore, for a Rick Connor coach team. That is unbelievable. That's a good defense. Carson Smith, the phenomenal, sensational fullback for the Knights, had 47 carries. What a workmanlike effort. 47 carries for 100 yards. One of the big things about that game last night that was unusual, that was not something that we expected, turnovers. There were 9 turnovers last night, 5 by the Knights. The ball looked like it was greased. In the first half, nobody could hold on to it. Both sides, it squirted out from under the snap. It popped out of the receiver's hands. It squirted out of the running back's hands. 2 punt returns for Middletown fumbled over to Linganore. That has disaster written all over it. It hadn't been for the Middletown defense. The Linganore teams of the past would have racked up 21, maybe 28 points before Middletown could even blink an eye, but this is not the Linganore team from the past. This is a little bit different. One thing I noticed about this Linganore team, and this was our first game doing them, is they just don't have the weapons this year. They really don't have the weapons. Petruzzello is a good quarterback. He's got a great arm, and he's mobile, and he's smart, and he's tough. But Middletown was in his face all day, and the offensive line was overwhelmed. He had no skills at the receivers, really no big skills like he's had in the past. Linganore's always been known for running and for receiving. And Arneson, he's a scat back. He's 5'7", a little guy. He can make you miss. He can cut. He can turn on a dime, spin. But last night, Middletown just overwhelmed every aspect of the Linganore game. So congratulations to the Knights. They move over to a big test next week at Urbana. Let's recap that Littlestown at Fairfield game again real quick. Tyler Wilhelm and Hollis Zimmerman up there. Weather caused loads of turnovers. Another game full of turnovers. The Knights, Fairfield had 6 turnovers. They only dressed 18 players last night. It was a tough night on the field for Fairfield with heavy rain and heavy wind throughout the entire game. So that's your wrap-up of the games from last night. Let's step forward and take a look at next week. Poolsville, 5-0, ranked 73rd in the state, is going to Catoctin. They're headed to Catoctin. They've beaten Catoctin the last couple meetings in a row, and now they're headed over to play at Catoctin. That's not going to be an easy game for Catoctin at all. Catoctin's going to have to bring their A game just to be in it. Oakdale travels to Gwynn Park, a good team. Gwynn Park located down in Fort Washington, Maryland, and sort of southern Maryland down there near Clinton, around in that area, around the Washington Beltway, as you head towards Virginia. Oakdale's going over there to try to regroup and catch their breath, and Gwynn Park's a good team, so they're going to have their hands full with that one. Brunswick next week goes to Liberty. That's going to be a big test for the Railroaders. Like I said earlier, Railroaders really haven't had a tough schedule. The only tough team they've played so far is South Carroll, and they lost that game. So Brunswick's going to have a real challenge at Liberty. Both of these teams are 4-1, and that should be a good game, a really good game. Tuscarora at Linganore. What do you say about poor Tuscarora? I mean, 0-5, probably scored 20 points in the whole season. Yeah. Linganore is going to get real healthy against Tuscarora next week at home. It's going to be a big win for Linganore, and they need it psychologically more than anything right now. Here's a good game, Middletown at Urbana. Urbana held all of the teams that they've played, 5 teams in a row, to only 3 points. Can they stop Carson Smith? That's the question. And can Middletown, that smothering defense, can they stop the weapons that Urbana wants to throw at you? We're going to find that one. That's going to be a great game. Frederick travels to Walkersville, another really good game. Walkersville coming off a big win over Tuscarora. Frederick undefeated, 5-0, after beating up on Catoctin last night. But Frederick, like I said, they've not really had any tests. Walkersville would be a good test for them. Even more importantly, Frederick is a good test for Walkersville. Walkersville needs to find out quickly who they are, and there's no way to better do it than at home against, that's a great home crowd with the fire engines over there and the crowd, and they always bring it. So that'll be a really good game for Walkersville, a big test for them. And finally, TJ travels over to Washington County to face the South Hagerstown Rebels, and probably another 0 for TJ again. Not doing so well. So there's your next game, next week's lineup, and all the games and predictions for you. And a little shortened edition here, hurricane edition of the 5th week in the season. Only 4 more to go before we start the playoffs. And it's this new wide open playoff schedule with the 1A and the 1A, 2A, and the 2A, 3A, and the 3A, 3A, 4A. I don't know. I can't even keep up with it anymore. Go to the MPSSAA.org website and check it out. It'll attempt to explain it to you, but they've opened it up to just kind of like basketball, where everybody plays. You could see TJ in the playoffs at 0-9. Yeah. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay dry, because I don't think the storm, I think we're going to get some feeder bands through here throughout Saturday and Sunday that could produce some wind, some damage from down trees, as well as substantial rain. So be careful, stay dry, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday for some more exciting high school football. Check it out on our website, WTHUradio.com. Click on sports and sports broadcast schedule to see our games moving forward. We've got some great college sports for you next week as well. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports Scoreboard right here on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right here on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.